Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christina. I am delighted to have this amazing, beautiful human being, Laura, joining us today. Welcome, lovely, for being here.
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you for having me.
Well, look, most of my guests, and people that I listen to the show will know that I can just completely dive in and get totally sidetracked. So I'm going to hand it over to you and to do an introduction, and then we're going to have a really great talk. And I'm actually really excited about this because we're going to talk about the purpose of the why and how that gets you through everything. So I hand it over to you to introduce yourself, and then we'll dive into some amazing conversation.
Yeah, so my name is Laura Karapalakis. I'm many things, but I guess first and foremost, I'm a mother of three, very proud mother of three, two boys and a girl, a wife, love to travel, love, looking at beautiful scenery, chasing sunsets. And I'm an owner of several businesses, but my main business is All Steel Designs, a steel door and window fabricator.
Yeah, I'm like a multitasker, and this is why I think it's actually really, really cool to talk about this because I've been having this conversation a lot, and it's sort of like, okay, when we are multi-passionate people and we've got a lot of things on it, if you don't have a why that is so big that things will not get done, what are your thoughts on that?
100%. I mean, you need a why to just get up in the morning. I don't just have a why for, it's not just one why for my business or for my kids or for life. Sometimes I just have a why for the day. Like, why am I getting up? Why am I showing up for today? Which could then completely change for tomorrow because I'm more motivated or I don't need to even think about my why to get up. But I guess if I look at it broadly, my why is always my kids. I always show up for my kids. I never have to tell myself twice to get up and show up for my kids. So that's probably my strongest why. My kids kind of lead into my business why as well, which is to have more freedom and time with them. If I work for myself, if I show up every day and make sure my business is a success, I get more time with them to do school pickup, drop off. Shut my computer at 2:30 every day to then spend that time with them, then to, put them to bed and I can jump back on the computer without having to answer to a boss. I guess also with my daughter, I don't want her to think that she has to be a stay-at-home mom, that she can work, she can still be the best mother that she sees for herself. Because I don't even call myself a good mom. I say I'm a great mom to me. Like, it's not everyone has their own values and morals, but as far as I go with my kids, I'm the best mom for my kids.
Oh, I
So
love
I guess
that.
it's showing her to do what you want, be what you want. Do you want to work? Cool. What are you doing? How are you going to make your money work for you? How are you going to make your business work for you and around your kids? You want to be a stay-at-home mom? Awesome. You can do that too. And showing my boys too, I've got two boys, so it's showing them that their wives can work and be a great wife, be a great mum, that they need to help around the house. They can't just say, I'm a working dad, I leave it to the mum, and then the mum's working. And so my boys, I teach my boys the same as my daughter. I don't have any difference with how I treat the two of them, really. Yeah, that, I guess that's my main why. My second why and why I do my business is in the near future, which I think is coming up very soon because we're on track. I would love to open up a home for teenage mums, the new mums that don't have support at home. They don't have the parents like I did. I had my son at 22. But my parents were so supportive. I thought I was the biggest disappointment before I told them, and they were fine. But not every parent is like that. Not every culture accepts having a baby before you're married. Like, I had two of my kids at my wedding, two out of three. And it was awesome. Like, it was great. It was amazing. But I guess I did it. I came through it. Still with my husband. We're good. My kids are good. I'm good. I thought I failed at life. I didn't. It just took me on a different course. I guess it's then giving back to the mums that don't have that support, that are thinking, I want to have this baby, but I don't have any option but to go down the other path. Well, actually, you do. And I'd love to open up something that provides that support for them to say, you do have options. Let's get you into a course. Let's get a whole room of women around you to support you, look at help you look after the baby, come into motherhood without the added stresses that we already have when we become a mum. And at such a young age, we doubt ourselves. We think we're not good enough. We did the wrong thing. Social media thinks we've got a million different options and we're not doing the right thing when really we really are. What we're doing is great. You don't have to be doing the thousands of other options that everyone else is doing. Just focus on what you're doing right here and right now. And that's good enough.
Oh, I think we
So,
could just stop the
yeah.
interview right there because I think that's
Sorry.
like, no, like it's amazing because, like, I had my son when I was 19. It was 2 weeks before my 20th. Yes, I mean, I was married. I mean, that marriage didn't last, but, it's so true. Like, I had this conversation today that, we look at and we compare ourselves to so many other people, but we forget the key thing. It's your life. Like, just do what's right for you because no pathway is ever the same for anybody.
That's right.
And having like amazing people like yourself, like to be an inspiration to show people what is possible, even when life might take us a different road or might take us down, just a different journey, that, it all leads to such a beautiful destination, but you'll never know if you don't go down there.
100%. And I mean, when we had our kids, with our first babies, we didn't have social media. So the pressure that young women have now is unbelievable. And they need to remember that looking at, if you're, say, you're a single mom, for instance, you're young, you've had a single mom, and you're looking at this happy family. They could even look at my Instagram and go, oh, Laura's so happy. She's so kind with her kids. She's no, I'm yelling at my kids in the morning. I'm telling my husband off. I might post a happy family photo and then we're screaming at each other in the car because someone's throwing litter out the window, or whatever it may be. Like, it's not picture perfect all the time. Like, you might see 20 seconds of my life in a day. And everyone needs to remember that it's not perfect. It's nothing is perfect. You can't do anything perfectly, but you just show up every day and do your best and don't compare yourself to the family next door or your friends. Like, just do your best. And if you focus on yourself, you'll do great. It doesn't matter which path you go down, say to yourself, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be good. Like, I'm going to be okay no matter what path you choose. Either way, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because every, like, I mean, we're all such unique individuals. And, so many people have said to me, oh, you want to be the next Oprah. I'm like, going, I am so flattered. Like, when it first was said to me, I'm like, going, oh, yeah, like, absolutely. But
I'm
as you,
Christine.
yeah, I just want to be the best version of me. And I think that's where we've really lost it, like, lost touch with, like, actually reality. Because, I mean, even in business, I can go down that rabbit hole and looking at all these other people, I'm like, oh my God, your social media presence is like on fire. Like, your graphics are amazing and on top of it. But then other people look at me and say the same thing. So you need to just stay in your lane, I think, in life and business, because,
Stay in your lane. That's my favorite saying. Stay in your lane.
And it's amazing of how much when you do that, you're taking the pressure off yourself. From not comparing yourself to anybody else, you're just doing it for you.
Live your life for you, not for anyone else. And as soon as you do that and you accept yourself for who you are too, but don't try and please people and be, I guess what, your husband or your mother-in-law or your mom, your dad, your in-law, like anyone, your friends, like whoever it may be. If you be yourself, you can be content with your actions too. Like, if you do something to please others and that doesn't sit well with you, you're not content in life. So why be the mum that everyone else thinks she should be, or do certain activities with your dad, with your kids, sorry, because that's what the social norm tells you to do, or you have to have a really healthy relationship with your parents. Like, no, sometimes some people have parents their actions, so you don't agree with what they do, so you have to limit your time with them, and that's okay. But you've got to admit that to yourself as well, else you can't live in a content life and be yourself, because you're trying to live up to, other people's expectations.
And it's draining. I did it for
It
so
is.
long. I did it for 22 years. Like, obviously, working in corporate, I was showing up as what I thought that they needed me to be, not as who I was. And no wonder, like, I now have so much credit for actors. I used to think, oh my God, they get paid so much money. But, like, to actually pretend 24/7 is actually a very intense and it is hard work. But
It'd
when
be
you show up
draining.
as you, it seems effortless.
And I think a starting point with that, because I'm sure there's people listening, and when I became a mum, I lost who I was. I didn't know who I was anymore. Like, I went from, being 19, 20 to partying and living a carefree life, going overseas whenever I wanted, just working, worrying about myself. And then I met my now husband, and I was like, oh, I have to consider someone else's feelings. Okay. And then we fell pregnant really quickly, and it was like, oh, now I have this little human. Like, and you pour everything into them and you forget about yourself. So when you become a mom or a new stage in your life, your values change. My values change all the time. And it's working out what your new values are, and then you will become that new version of you as well. The version of me 10 years ago is not who I am now. And if you are the same, you need to evaluate that, because you have your core morals that are the same, whether it's your kindness, your respect, loyalty, things like that. But your values in life, whether I used to love cleaning and cooking. Now, no thanks. Don't have time. It's not high on my list. I buy home cooked meals for my kids because that's a core value, that they have a home cooked meal. Am I always cooking it? No, because I don't have time after a long day. I'd rather be spending that time with them than cooking and cleaning. So it's about sitting down and being real with yourself. Is, getting your nails a core value, or looking after yourself? That's all okay. It's not superficial at all. Like, that is fine. Is it going on bike rides with your kids or whatever it may be? But you have to work out what your values are and you need to live by. You get to know yourself really well, and it's actually really refreshing knowing who you are.
It is. And it's, I always say to people that every second you are becoming a different person, because it's like every conversation, every experience, like all these moments that you have, you're learning. So you can never actually be the same as you were after that.
Sometimes you change it could be a line on a podcast, or you see someone in the street, or you see someone show, like, true compassion, and changes your thought process. You're like, oh wow, that was beautiful. Like, I'm gonna do that. Like, I want to be like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I honestly think that you are truly amazing. And, I think a lot of people, I'm very excited for you and what is to come. And, any way that I can help, if you want to get this project up and running, I would definitely love to be involved, because I know how passionate you are about that. So I just want to say thank you so much for just sharing an insight of yourself and helping inspire our listeners as well.
Anytime.
Amazing. Well, we're just losing you a little bit, I think. The reception's just dropped out a little bit. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to pop all the details of how you can reach out to Laura below. And if you've got any comments that you want to leave, make sure you leave that on this interview, and we will reach out to you. I want to say to you, thank you to Laura. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in for this episode. And remember to follow your passion every single day and live life to the fullest. Love and light to you all.